I think we'll kick off. It's just past 6 o'clock. So, Gia Davin, Falsio, Acardia, I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting this evening. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. As we are currently in unprecedented times, can I ask for everyone's full cooperation and to adhere to the new guidelines with regard to the conduct of the council meeting. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for the discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guideline for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any items of business before the meeting today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it is relating to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of discussion on that item or should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item, use the instant messaging facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. At this stage, you will unmute your microphone to speak or click the button on the delegate microphone if you're physically in the meeting room. Members should ensure the cameras are switched on when speaking. Cameras should also be switched on when a vote is being taken. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, type P if you wish to propose, and type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using the instant messenger. Following presentations of any reports, the chairperson will call for a proposer or seconder, and this should be done using the instant messenger feature. Please do not submit these until asked to do so, as it may be missed. The two members asked to propose, the first member having indicated through the instant messenger will become the proposer, and the second member having indicated will become the seconder. The chairperson will ask the proposer and seconder a turn to unmute and indicate vocally that they are proposing and seconding the decision. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via the instant messenger feature so that we are aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. I'd like to start off by mentioning and putting on record thanks for the response last week in Castlewellan in terms of the mobile testing. Again, a fantastic effort by the council in their supporting role. And thanks to the hundreds of residents who took the opportunity to get tested, and also to those who used the mobile vaccination centre with some fantastic figures. In Castlewellan, there was 393 vaccinations, and in Newry, 402. I'd also like to take the opportunity to offer sincerest condolences to the family and friends of Sarah Lennon from Castlewellan, who tragically passed away this week, having contracted COVID-19. Sarah Lennon, Neil Herr, was born and raised on the Altnagy Road just outside of Castlewellan, daughter of Eugene and Margaret and wife of Eamon. Sarah had four children, Erin, Conleth, Sophie and the late Aidan. Sarah was a true Gael and always a regular face in both the Castlewellan and Tullybrangan shops, and always having time to stop and have a chat with everyone. She was one of life's genuine people who cared for her local community, and that was shown recently when she provided water and refreshments to the firefighters who were tackling the Moran's blaze. I'd also just like to say that there are some of our fellow councillors who our thoughts are with, as I know that they were very close to Sarah as well. So may her gentle soul rest in peace. I just want to also say a huge thank you to those who took part in the Chair's mental health initiative from June. From Councillor Murphy dusting off his football boots in Slieve Gullion to Councillor McMurray trying to grow his parties here in Slieve Croob. You've all played a really vital role in trying to raise awareness of just how vital it is to take time to look after our own mental health and wellbeing. So for the month of July, I've decided to choose the topic of addiction and recovery for my second mental health initiative as Chair of Newry Moran Down Council. It's quite timely, I think, that the Minister for Health has last week released the mental health strategy, and I had the privilege of meeting with Dr. Siobhan O'Neill, the mental health champion, in the same week, and the Director of Mental Health and Wellbeing in the South Eastern Trust here. Getting the opportunity to directly discuss the strategy and what it will mean for our district if it's applied effectively. Action number 28 on the strategy states co-current mental health issues and substance use dual diagnosis to create a managed network, care network with experts in dual diagnosis, supporting and building capacity in both mental health and substance use services to ensure that these services meet the full needs of those with co-occurring issues. Addiction is currently stigmatised by many in society and is a direct link to criminality, and to those suffering, and those suffering from addiction are often viewed as less valuable. I believe that addiction must be viewed as a mental health care issue, physical and mental. To view addiction this way would revolutionise our approach. Everyone who experiences addiction deserves timely support to help them towards recovery and ensure they get the support that they need. We must be ambitious in our vision for addressing addiction and delivering for the people who are affected. There are many organisations in our local area doing fantastic work to support those suffering, but it's vital that these organisations are supported and acquire sustainable funding to allow them to continue providing such services. So again, this month, I am asking something of you all. I am asking all councillors to reach out directly to a service, an organisation or an individual in your local area that helps people who are suffering from addiction and get the help that they need and provide the guidance and support that they require to begin their journey of recovery. I ask you to listen to their concerns as elected representatives and feed them back to your local health trust, Department for Health or an MP or MLA in your area. It will take the support in each and every one of us, every body, elected representative and government department to make this mental health strategy work. So I urge each and every one of you in this virtual chamber to take a step and add your support. So thank you. We'll just move on then to tonight's agenda. So the first item is apologies. Have we got any apologies from anyone tonight?
Yeah, we have apologies from Councillors Casey, Devlin, Hannah and Owen.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to item number two. Any declarations of interest? No. Okay. Okay, so item three is the action sheet arising from the council meeting held on the 7th of June 2021. We'll just go through page by page for accuracy. So it's page one, page two, page three, page four. Can I get a proposer and a seconder for accuracy?
So proposed.
Thanks, Councillor Curran. Proposal from Councillor Curran and seconded by Councillor O'Murray. Any matters arising? No? Okay, so we'll move on to item number four, which is the minutes of the annual meeting held on the 1st of June. So we'll go through page by page for accuracy. So page one, page two, page three, page 4, page 5 and page 6. Can I get a proposer and a seconder for accuracy? Proposed by Councillor Burgess and seconded by Councillor O'Murray. Any matters arising? No. Okay, so we'll move on to item number 5, and that's the minutes of the council meeting held on the 7th of June 2021. We'll go through a page by page for accuracy. So page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9 and page 10. Can I get a proposer and a seconder for accuracy? Proposed by Councillor Stokes and seconded by Councillor Hanlon. Any matters arising? No. Okay, so we'll move on to item number 6, which is the minutes of the Enterprise Regeneration and Tourism Committee meeting held on the 14th of June 2021. Again, we'll go through it page by page for accuracy. So page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, page 12, page 13, page 14, page 15, page 16, page 17 and page 18. Can I get a proposer and a seconder? For accuracy, proposed by Councillor Burgess and seconded by Councillor Stokes. And any matters arising? Councillor, our question, sorry, from Councillor Sharvin.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. It's in relation to the item electric charging points, ERT 111. I'm just wanting to ask for locations that could be beneficial within the Downpatrick DA. Do I go to Jonathan directly to highlight them, or what is the procedure for councillors to highlight areas that would benefit from that?
Connor, would you like to come in on that one?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Yes, Councillor Sharvin, if you want to put any suggestions through either myself or Jonathan McGilley, we'll consider them within the scoping exercise to determine which sites are most suitable and would align with the funding criteria.
Okay. Thanks, Connor. Thanks, Chair.
No worries. Thank you. Okay, so question from Councillor O'Murray.
Yeah, thanks a million, Chair. Look, I don't sit on the ERT, but just following on from Gareth's suggestion, would it be thought that the charging points would maybe be outside community centres or sporting clubs or that, you know, some sort of facilities in each town that we might already have some sort of an involvement with or be a stakeholder with? Would that be an idea, yeah?
Again, Chair, I can come in and respond to that if you like. Councillor O'Meara, it's basically the criteria for this fund is it has to be on public-owned land or publicly controlled land. So that's part of the scope and exercise. But there may be community centres that we are in control of and that a charging point may be suitable on them. So we're open to considering all suggestions. And again, that scope and exercise will determine the sites that meet the criteria.
Okay, thank you. So we'll move on to item 6.1, which is minutes of the appeal hearing, RE Boyle Bingo. We'll just go through it for accuracy, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4 and page 5. Can I get a proposer and a seconder, please? Proposed by Councillor Mulgrew.
Yep.
And seconded by Councillor Savage. Any matters arising? No. Okay, so just before we move on to item number 7, I'm going to ask the Chief Executive, Marie, to come in.
Thank you, Chair. So, Chair, just before we go through the minutes of SPNR meeting, I just want to say that further to the meeting of the 17th of June this year, when I joined to provide advice in relation to a proposal put by Councillor Brown and seconded by Councillor Tinley in regards to communication between council officers and representatives of the Cathedral, I have taken legal advice in the interests of the protection and indeed of the council and indeed councillors. I'll provide that legal opinion in closed session. So, Chair, I would appreciate if you could seek a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, as this item is deemed to be restricted by virtue of paragraph 5, part 1 of Schedule 6, information in relation to which a claim to legal professional privilege could be maintained in legal proceedings.
Okay, so can I get a proposer and seconder to go into closed session? I think of a proposal there from Councillor O'Murray and seconder from Councillor O'Hare.
I just wait, Chair, to Sarah.
Okay, going ahead, Marie.
Thank you, Chair. So in closed session, I brief members on legal opinion in relation to SPR 97-2021. And further to that briefing, I can advise that on receipt of the legal opinion, I have removed the element of the meeting from the public record and we will not be discussing it further. I would also like to advise members that at today's Audit Committee, an independent review of the governance of Newry City Centre Regeneration Programme was agreed, and this will involve interviews with councillors and ASM or internal auditors will be in contact with you to arrange the same. We will therefore not be discussing any matters relating to the Newry City Centre Regeneration Programme at tonight's council meeting or any subsequent committee meetings until such times as the investigation is concluded to the satisfaction of the Audit Committee. I would thank councillors in advance for respecting the process that I have put in place.
Thank you, Marie. So we're going to go through the minutes of the Strategy, Policy and Resources Committee meeting held on the 17th of June. And we're going to go through it by page for accuracy, excluding item SPR 97, 2021. So page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, page 12, 13, and can I get a proposer and a seconder for accuracy, please? Proposed by Councillor Sharvin and seconded by Councillor Hanlon. Thank you. And are there any matters arising? No. Okay. We'll move on to item number 8, which is the minutes of the Active and Healthy Communities Committee meeting held on the 21st of June 2021. And we'll go through page by page for accuracy. So page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and page 14. And can I get a proposer and a seconder for accuracy? Proposed by Councillor O'Hare and seconded by Councillor McAvoy. Any matters arising? No. So we move on to item number 9, which is the minutes of the Neighbourhood Services Committee meeting held on the 23rd of June 2021. We'll first of all go through it page by page for accuracy. So page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 and 11. Can I get a proposer and a seconder for accuracy? Proposal from Councillor Walker. Proposal from Councillor McGuinness and seconded by Councillor Walker. And any matters arising? A question in there from Councillor Andrews.
Thanks very much, Chair. I know at the last meeting of Neighbourhood Services I'd indicated my agreement in principle with the relocation of the bus shelter due to road safety issues and concerns at this location, and more so since traffic islands were installed recently. I'm aware of these issues concerned and have also highlighted concerns, by the relocation of the bus shelter and the new location from the post office up to the open site boundary, with the site being developed to improve this part of down Patrick Street and Crossgar. I've spoken to officers in relation to the consultants and the letters that were sent out on the 13th of April 21. You know, the premises that would have been in the vicinity would have been subjected to lockdown and people working from home. In relation to the site in question, you know, we started worked on plans for development at the site 1.5 years ago, but when the pandemic began, it was stopped. But I know in relation to the site, plans to develop here have restarted several months ago and are at advanced stages and are almost ready to be submitted to planning for approval. I'm flagging up at this stage these plans and other options of relocation be investigated at this stage instead of later. I would like to make a proposal that a deferment take place and officials take on board the points I've raised in relation to the consultation process and also the points raised about the redevelopment at this stage and for other options and locations to be taken into account now. So I just was asked to pass those points on. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Would you be okay if an official, somebody from the Neighbourhood Services Directorate, contacted you directly on that?
So to take on board the proposal that I've made tonight and the request for these points to be taken on board.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Councillor Tinley?
Page 3, Chair, the memorial gardens proposal. I just wanted to reaffirm once again my thanks at full meeting here to the work that our officers done in this regard, particularly Jonathan Ellis, who has put a lot of thought and work into the proposal. And I also want to put on public record my thanks for Children's Community Nurse Nuala Boyle, who is a Children's Community Nurse in the Southern Trust and works with parents of children who have life-limiting illnesses and indeed keeps in touch with parents who grieve for children that have passed away. And we all know somebody in that predicament, chairperson. They're in every town and village in our district, and I know that these gardens will be something that will be greatly valued by those people and their extended families. So I just wanted to put that on record. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Tenley. Councillor Andrews, just your prior item that you were discussing, if we could just get a seconder for your proposal. Councillor Kern.
Yes, I'd second that for Councillor Andrews.
Thank you very much, Councillor Kern. Okay, so we'll move on to item, well, there's nothing under the planning section, item number 10, so we'll move on to item number 11. Items number 11 to 15 are for noting. So can I please get a proposer and a seconder to note the contents of them firstly? Proposer from Councillor Herr and seconded by Councillor Burgess. And any matters arising? Question now from Councillor Savage.
Can you hear me, Chair?
Yep, we can, Councillor Savage.
No, Chair, it's just really in relation to the Housing Council bulletin and the reference to temporary housing. Chair, I just want to put on record my sincere thanks to the Newry Housing Executive staff in the wake of what was a very tragic event for householders in the Bessbrook area last week, where one of the householders their house was completely gutted and the family had to be rehoused very quickly. I dealt with the family, and I must say that the way in which they were handled by the Housing Executive staff was exemplary, as were the other people in the other houses that were impacted by it. I know other councillors were on the scene and offered support as well, as did our building control team. But I'd just like to pay tribute to the Housing Executive staff, the patch manager, and the Housing Allocations officers who were involved. The family have now been rehoused in emergency accommodation of a high standard. And after what has been a traumatic experience, they now sit and wait on the process of getting their house rebuilt again. It was a very traumatic experience, but, you know, we're all very good at times of being critical when we can't get people housed. But the Housing Executive staff locally were fantastic, and I'd like to pay tribute to them, to the fire crews who were on the scene, and everybody else who helped out in the local community. It was a real community effort, and thankfully nobody was badly injured or hurt. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Savage. So there's no other matters or questions or comments on the correspondence, so we'll move on to item number 16, which brings us on to the notices of motion. So the first notice of motion is from Councillor McMurray, and it's being referred to the ERT Committee. But Councillor McMurray, if you'd like to read your motion and let us know who's seconding it, please.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, the motion reads as follows, that this Council endorses and supports the Fishing and Seafood Development Programme report as produced by the Strategic Investment Board and presented to the Department of Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs. To demonstrate support and continuing assistance, this Council shall send written confirmation of our support to the respective Ministers for the Departments of Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs, of the Economy and of Finance. Request a ministerial meeting between Minister of Finance and Chief Executive of this Council to ensure that the business case and the securing of funds for this project is progressed in a timely manner. Establish a project board made up of representatives from all parties with a dedicated Council officer to liaise between both Arglas, Kilkeel and Port of Ogie Harbours, the Department of Agriculture, Environment, Rural Affairs and Newry Mourne and Down District Council to assist in the development and implementation of the respective projects within our district, and actively include the FSD recommendations to develop the blue-green economy and the associated requirements for skills development within council promotions. And I think Councillor Brown is seconding if he is on the call. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Councillor McMurray. So we'll move on to... Is Councillor Brown on the call? Can I confirm?
Yes, I'm here, Chair.
You're happy to second it, Councillor Brown?
I am indeed, Chair. Delighted to.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks, Councillor McMurray. So we'll move on to item number 17, which is the notice of motion from Councillor Clark. Councillor Clark, this has been referred to ERT, so if you'd like to read out your motion and just let us know who's seconding it as well, please.
Okay, thanks, Chair. With the ever-increasing numbers of motorhome owners opting to use car parks and other locations for overnight stays in Newcastle, Council acknowledged the signs of tension that are now growing between local residents and motorhome users. Council recognised that freedom camping has become unsustainable in some key areas. In turn, this has placed an operational and environmental pressure on visitor attractions originally designed for daytime recreational use only. Council developed a motorhome strategy for Newry Mourne and Down Council region, encompassing Newry and the main towns and villages.
Thanks, Councillor Clark. And can I get a seconder for your motion? Councillor Mulgrew, thank you very much. Okay, so the next notice of motion is from Councillor Taylor, and this has been referred to the AHC committee. So Councillor Taylor, if you're okay to read out your motion and let us know who's seconding it as well, please.
Yep, thank you, Chair. To ask Newry Mourne and Down District Council to undertake a programme of engagement with local sports club and community organisations across the district to establish level of defibrillator provision within their various facilities. The Council should endeavour to offer practical support to respective sporting and community organisations to increase the level of defibrillator provision and endeavour to achieve maximum capacity of this life-saving equipment in all sporting and community facilities at the earliest opportunity. The Council should also develop a programme which is designed to increase the numbers of officers and volunteers within all sporting and community organisations who can perform the vital life-saving skill of CPR. And Councillor Lewis will be seconding that motion. Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Taylor. Councillor Lewis, you okay to second that? We have it in there. Okay, thank you. Okay, so item number 19 is the notice of motion from Councillor Sharvin, Trainer and Curran. And again, this has been referred to ERT. If one of the three of you would like to read out your motion and just let us know who's seconding it as well, please.
Yeah, Chair, I'll be taking it. So yes, it's the revival of Downpatrick Town Centre. That this council recognises the importance of supporting the revival of Downpatrick Town Centre post-pandemic and beyond. This motion calls on council to appoint a town centre manager for Downpatrick, a town centre manager who can liaise with the business community, creating initiatives, opportunities and development programmes that would support the future development of the county town. And Councillor Trainor seconding that.
Okay, thank you very much, Councillor Sharvin, and I see Councillor Trainor's put in the chat there. Okay, so that brings us on to the final notice of motion, which is being heard at full council here tonight, from Councillor Hanlon about workers' rights, and fire and rehire. I believe Councillor O'Murray, you're going to be taking this on Councillor Hanlon's behalf.
That's right. All right, can you hear me all right, yeah?
Yep.
All right. So the motion reads that this council recognises that an unprecedented number of workers have lost or are at risk of losing their jobs due to the COVID-19 pandemic, acknowledges that workers who lose their jobs should be entitled to fair compensation in due process, agrees that the age discrimination which exists in terms of redundancy pay is unfair and should be ended, believes that employers should adhere to the normal collective redundancy consultation processes, is concerned that large unscrupulous companies, particularly in the retail, hospitality and aviation sectors, are using the COVID-19 crisis to bypass collective redundancy consultation processes and are adopting the fire and rehire approach to re-employ workers on worse terms and conditions, and calls on the Minister for Economy to bring forward legislation that strengthens redundancy protections for workers to protect against fire and rehire and delivers on the New Decade New Approach Agreement, Employment Commitments to Improve Workers' Rights and Entitlements. Chair, I'm delighted on behalf of the Sinn Féin group to move this motion, which calls for an end to the fire and rehire policies, which have been enforced by many companies in the utility sector, as well as large number of employers in the retail, manufacturing and aerospace sector. By using fire and rehire tactics, the employer can bypass the usual protections that exist for workers in terms of redundancy consultation and protection from unfair dismissal. Fire and hire is a shameful tactic and has been used as a means to push workers into accepting new terms and conditions or face being sacked. Workers can be given as little as 7 days to sign the new contract or face being fired. This tactic has made a mockery of workers' rights and has shown that a small number of exploitive employers are prepared to undermine workers during a pandemic when they know that workers are vulnerable and job opportunities are scarce. Sinn Féin calls on the Economy Minister to define fire and rehire policies as unfair dismissal, because at the heart of it, these policies are extremely unfair on workers and have allowed mainly large employers to force workers into accepting an erosion of their workers' rights and terms of employment. In some cases, workers have their wages reduced and the right to sick pay removed, which is extremely reckless during a pandemic when workers may have to self-isolate. Where company restructuring is necessary, then redundancy must be an option of last resort and must be consulted on fully with workers and trade unions. Alternatives to firing workers can be found, such as redeployment, retraining, temporary layoffs, or a reduction in overtime hours. Sinn Féin have consistently stood up for workers and challenged companies such as British Airways and British Gas for the unacceptable practice of fire and rehire. As employment law is devolved, the Economy Minister can bring forward legislation that is fit for purpose. Fire and rehire procedures have already been banned in the rest of Ireland, and that banning of these fire and hire tactics will provide certainty for workers throughout the island that they will be safeguarded from such measures. Sinn Féin MLA Gemma Dolan has raised the issue of legislation to deal with fire and rehire with the Economy Minister Diane Dodds in the Assembly on the 10th of May. The Minister must ensure that legislative changes treat fire and rehire as unfair dismissal and that employers are subject to penalty if they try to undermine workers in this way. Unite the Union have been leading on this issue and calling for Economy Minister to amend Section 216 of the Employment Order 1996 and call for fire and rehire tactics to be banned and for the use of these arrangements to be defined as unfair dismissal. Over the last year, there have been 5,150 confirmed redundancies. There has never been a more important time to improve workers' redundancy and unfair dismissal rights, and that's why it's so important that this council supports the motion. Further improvements to redundancy pay and an end to the unfair age disparities that exist in calculating redundancy pay, whereby young workers receive less redundancy pay due to their age, regardless to their length of service. Sinn Féin also calls on the qualification periods for unfair dismissal to be shortened from 12 months to 6 so that workers on short-term contracts can be protected. We hope other progressives will also join us in these calls to advance workers' rights. These actions and others, such as an end to zero-hour contracts with Sinn Féin, are progressing legislation in the Assembly, are vital to protecting the rights of workers. Gormay Agaf.
Thank you, Councillor O'Murray, and that's a proposal motion from Councillor Hanlon and seconded by yourself?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, thank you. Is there any comments or questions from the floor regarding the motion? Okay, so everyone in agreement? Everyone in support of the motion? Oh, sorry, Pete. Do you want to come on ahead with your question?
Yeah, it's just a brief comment, Chair. Broadband's a wee bit weak here. Yeah, we'd be fully supporting the motion. One of our colleagues up in Antrimonton Abbey raised a similar motion on closing the legal loopholes that allows companies to fire and rehire. And, you know, some of the stats are quite astonishing. He was sat at a fifth of people between 18 and 24. There was attempts to rehire on more favourable terms. So quite astonishing. And this has obviously become more prolific throughout the pandemic. So absolutely support the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Byrne. Councillor Taylor?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Yep, Chair, we have, yeah, the basis of the motion, yeah, we're more than happy to support it. Certainly something I've received representations on from some union representatives, and I am aware that it has been a fairly prominent issue in parts of the UK mainland as well, and there was a concern, obviously, about that impact, you know, happening in Northern Ireland regarding this fire and rehire approach. Listen, no one tries to underestimate the challenges that businesses have felt as a consequence of COVID-19, but no one should take advantage of that as well in terms of the work that their staff or employees There has been, you know, many measures of support provided by the government to try and sustain businesses during that time, and certainly no one should be taking advantage, you know, of this situation to try and renegotiate or try and, you know, put employees in a position where they feel they have to, you know, agree new terms to, and in order to retain their employment. So anything that obviously we can do as a, you know, as a local devolved administration, you know, in Stormont, if they can do that, you know, we should be supportive of that to try and protect workers as much as possible from any, you know, from any anything like this here. So more than happy to support them on the basis of the motion, and we hope that they, obviously the employment minister, can look at this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Taylor. Councillor Walker, you've indicated that you're in support of the motion.
Yes. Yes, Chair. Totally support the motion. I think it's timely and a worthwhile motion at this time. And just picking up on what Councillor Taylor had said there too, you know, a lot of people are being exploited here during the COVID crisis when it comes to employment and that there. And I do believe that the laws need beefed up a bit, and totally support writing to the Economy Minister in relation to it.
Thanks, Councillor Walker. Councillor McMurray.
Yeah, no, thank you, Chair. And yeah, I'll be brief. Support the motion as well. I suppose the sort of comments I would make would be around, you know, it's difficult for workers to feel connected to their place of work whenever they're on these zero-hour contracts, whenever they have this fear of fire and rehire over them, and with this comes a certain alienation from the workplace, and with that alienation then comes a lack of productivity. So I mean, things like this would benefit the economy greatly. I suppose as well, again, you know, I suppose the one thing, you know, I was going to touch on is you quite rightly have raised the issue of mental health and mental health amongst business owners. So again, I suppose one would only sort of draw the analogy about the mental health with the workers in these sort of situations as well, is something that really does need to be highlighted as well. But supportive of the motion in its generalities. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor McMurray. Councillor Tinley.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I have a comment and then just a question for Councillor Moira. Chair, when I read this proposal or motion, the fair employment legislation just as a thought that came into my head, and is this something that would fit neatly into that heading of fair employment legislation, which was a great success in this part of the world and was brought in to right a necessary evil at the time, and has all but done away with discrimination within the workplace. So my question to Barra is, Barra, you had indicated there that actually firing and rehiring is outlawed in the Republic. Is that what you're calling for through this motion, that a similar stance be adopted up here, be it through fair employment legislation or some other avenue, or are we just looking for some other form of compensation for those that find themselves in that predicament, or would you consider an amendment which actually states clearly that we would like this part of the world to outlaw this activity of firing and rehiring?
Councillor O'Murray, would you want to come in and clarify that?
Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, thanks a million, everyone, for the support in that. Yeah, Jarlath, definitely, I don't know if it needs amended. I think it definitely calls on the Economy Minister to introduce legislation that's going to completely ban the notion of fire and rehire. That's certainly what my understanding of the motion reads. In terms of fair employment legislation and everything that goes with it, there's just loophole after loophole that's being exploited in this and has been down through the years. The people that have contacted me as a councillor and contacted, I'm sure, every other councillor around the screen, I was going to say around the chamber today, but around the screen tonight, you know, the zero-hour contracts that people find themselves working in, and like Andy hit the nail on the head there, where you've got a level of detachment from, you know, everybody, you work for a company or you work in an industry that you want to feel part of and you want to feel that you're making a difference in. And suppose when you're working on a zero-hour contract with the axe constantly hovering above your head, you know, it introduces that fear. So fair employment legislation, yeah, I suppose it's all part of the one package. Councillor Tinley, and I totally agree with you that everything should be dealt with in terms of and judged on in terms of fair legislation. And yeah, look, if it's not within the wording, I can't see the wording in front of me because I'm on this big screen, but if it's not within the wording to ban hire or fire and rehire, certainly put it in. I've no problem with that at all.
Can I come back in there, Chair?
Yep, come on here, Councillor Tinley.
Yeah, Barra, I am very grateful for that clarification. I would like to see that actual term used in their proposal because, as we are all aware, people on 0 hours contracts and on the receiving end of these other diktats from these bigger companies, and it always seems to be the bigger companies that utilise these tools, it has a knock-on and detrimental effect to those people who cannot get mortgages and so on and so forth, and they cannot plan a long-term direction of travel for setting up a home and I mean, like, it doesn't just affect them as the person who is on the receiving end, but it also affects families who are reliant on a wage coming into the house. So I am thankful to you, Barra, for that. And I would like to see those actual words included in the motion, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Tinley. Can I suggest then, in the wording of the motion, the last, so from the last three lines, and calls on the Minister for Economy to bring forward legislation and strengthens redundancy protections for workers, and rather than to protect against, say to ban, just change those two words to ban, fire and hire, and delivers on the New Decade, New Approach Agreement. Would that be suffice?
Yeah, that works well with me, yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, Councillor Maggott here.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. And again, thanks, Barra and Una, for bringing sort of relevant motion. But it just struck me when reading the motion, etc., that maybe there's an opportunity as well for us, because you specifically referred to the COVID-19 situation, a lot of this has been born out of this, that maybe put some information even up on our COVID council website, you know, for advice to people who, you know, there's such things as industrial tribunals, etc. And, you know, we just know that the people maybe out there are lost. It's okay, a lot of us are well-versed in how to approach things, but it could be another avenue where people are looking around, especially very young people, really, who are struggling around to looking for information, and maybe we could include that as well in that. Just on our council website, I was thinking, you know, about the avenues to approach and that they're not actually abandoned and lost, you know, and that's not taken away from the, at all from the emotion. But there could be an opportunity to do that, and maybe the officers would look at that as well. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, I'm just going to bring Marie in.
Yeah, Chair, not that I would be speaking on the motion, but just to advise members that we did do some work through the ERT Directorate in relation to assistance and help, particularly during the COVID scenario and jobs. So that's, we're happy enough to pick that up.
Okay, thank you. I don't think there's any other questions or comments. So it seems that motion has passed. Barra, do you want to come in just to sum up?
No, just to say thanks everyone for your support, and thanks to Una for bringing such a worthwhile motion. So wish you.
Okay, thank you. Well, that brings us to the end of tonight's full council meeting. So thank you to everybody for your participation, and enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.